Welcome everyone to a special edition live stream, and one that we really don't want to do, but we would feel terrible if we did not take this opportunity to remember Ozzy Osbourne. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Ron.
Thank you so much for tuning in on a random Tuesday night. For those that used to listen to the podcast last year, this was the original night we did podcasts, and we found out, I think it was around 2 or 3 in the afternoon Eastern for me, around that time. Is that that sound about right?
Yeah.
That
I think it was 11:30
yeah,
my time.
For you Westerners, that we found out the Prince of Darkness has passed on to the next realm and is, as quoted in the chat, looked at Lucifer and said, "Get out of my seat." Ozzy Osbourne passing away at 76. Born in 1948, passing just now, less than 2 weeks after Back to the Beginning. So what this is going to be, we will read any super chats you guys have live on stream. If you guys do want to send your well wishes and have it be a part of this, we're not going to be playing Festival Rock or Flop or anything. This is more going through some of the messages that have already been passed by other musicians and just going through our own Ozzy memories. This is more of a loose format as what everyone's probably going to be doing right now. We all are just kind of still processing and taking it in. Is that right to say?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. While I load this up, first I want to load the screen up and share my screen with my co-hosts. Entire screen. Let me know when you guys can see it.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. First, the quote that came on all social media was the press release that came to emails from them. "It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with his family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time. Sharon, Jack, Kelly, Amy, and Lewis." So, I say this and I'll let Alex and Rowan go too. I would have just a couple minutes right now thinking of fun, positive Ozzy memories, whether that's Black Sabbath, Ozzy Solo, the Osbournes, the many, many movies and TV shows he's been a part of. He was beyond metal. He was pop culture permanent, like a permanent icon of it. Alex, we'll go ladies first. Anything you would like to just like a positive memory you have about Ozzy?
Well, the first one that always pops up is 2017 when he was one of the headliners at Aftershock.
I was there.
Seeing him. Yeah, yes, you were. You
that
are
was
right.
My first. Yep.
So seeing him at Aftershock that year and getting to experience, you know, the entire crowd and not only just like the fans in the crowd, but also the bands, you know, acting like little fans backstage watching Ozzy perform. That was so cool. And it was such a cool experience to get to see firsthand. You're seeing some of the musicians you look up to this guy that you all look up to while experiencing all of it with this massive crowd. It was super cool.
Definitely.
Rowan? That's, I think, my favorite personal Ozzy memory.
I'll follow up with mine after Rowan's. Rowan, how about you?
I mean, like, unfortunately, I never got to see Ozzy or Black Sabbath live, and I'm always going to kind of just like, I'm just going to have to live with that, honestly. But I do have a fun family story of Ozzy. About 10 years ago, in a hotel in Brazil, my dad put in a noise complaint because there was a guy doing vocal exercises on his floor and woke him up. And so he complained to the concierge, being like, "Can you get this guy to shut the hell up? It's 6 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep." And 5 minutes later, there's a knock on the door and he opens it. And there's a concierge with a bottle of Johnny Walker and a note saying, "Ozzy Osbourne must perform his vocal duties. Here's something just to say sorry."
Oh, and I bet the concierge was like probably terrified.
Probably. Oh. Unfortunately, my dad said, unfortunately, Ozzy himself didn't sign it. He just told the concierge just to write down like on the note. But my dad tells me that like if he signed it, he would have kept it. But Ozzy Osbourne bought my dad like Johnny Walker. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
My story goes in the same vein in 2017, but it was a couple months before Aftershock. It was a Chicago open air. He headlined the final night. And the thing that stood out to me the most right after Stone Sour and Lamb of God played was Ozzy Osbourne that night. And he was outperforming most of the opening bands that had still had members in their 20s. And I don't mean he sounded great. I mean, true outperforming with Zakk Wylde, getting everyone to clap his hands. He was running around on stage. He still had it and he was living it and riling up the crowd in his late 60s. You know, And he was still doing that, going that strong. Also from Up Down Jesse, thank you. This is for Ozzy RIP. Thank you for the super chat. We'll read out all super chats as they come in. This is a special night. I also have so many memories of, I was in that perfect spot for the Osbournes when that blew up and relaunched Ozzy Osbourne into the stratosphere as not a musician, but also just as like an icon on television. For shows that should seem super dated for what they were, and like filming everything in the early mid 2000s, you watch some of it. Some of it's not dated at all. It's really just Ozzy and Sharon working their lives, both as family members, but also people in the music industry. I have some clips that I'm going to show later in a little bit, just like of selections of things like that. So I see a lot of stuff coming in chat too. And it's wild that less than 2 weeks ago, this was the celebration. This was the greatest send-off memory that we could have ever imagined for Back to the Beginning. So yeah. I stand by my statement. This will not be topped.
No, it's darkly poetic that it happened so soon.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. His final show, like,
yeah,
final. Yes. And I'm glad that we got really to experience it.
Yeah. Also, someone just asked, I never saw the Osbournes. Was it any good? I would look up the highlights. There's so many highlights and compilation clips on YouTube and things like that. Check out those.
That's honestly what I did, because when that was airing, I was like really young. I would not have known who Ozzy Osbourne was. I don't think I wouldn't even be able to be processing.
We're old like Luke.
Yeah. Sorry, whatever. I'm Gen Z, but
I'm in between you guys, and I wasn't even like prime. You know, Aussie age. I'd never watched the Osbournes.
but my dad liked it enough. And then like when I did get older and I knew who Ozzy was, I would rewatch compilations. And like, yeah, it was a very fun show. It was like all the moments where like Ozzy would be crashing out because of like his weird TV remote that looked like a game controller, or it's like he has the bubble machine. It's like, I'm the Prince of Effing Darkness.
Yes.
I don't do bubbles.
He's just like a dad. He's like
a crazy dad. Just happens to be Ozzy, and he's also of teenagers. At the time, the teenagers were out of control, by the way. So it definitely was poetic for that. The first episode of the Osbournes I ever saw, like they were talking about like how to take care of their 20-something dogs. They had a ton of dogs back in the day too. And one of the scenes, one of the dogs pooed in the floor and nobody wanted to pick it up. That was the story. And it was like, they had to like blur and pixel it out because it was so much. That was my first episode of the Osbournes I've ever seen. And like you hear Ozzy go on, we don't need more trainers and people and staff. We need to get up and open the door for the dogs to go out. That's the problem. So I'm just loving that so much. My dad and I were just laughing at that too. From Mr. Snakebite. Firstly, been loving the content for a few months. Secondly, as we was said when Lemmy passed, I can't say rest in peace because Ozzy will be making sure it's not peaceful anymore. That's it's a party right now.
It's very interesting they mentioned Lemmy, because if I'm being honest, after I heard about the news, one of the first songs I kind of like re-listened to of Ozzy's, and keep in mind, I like this song a lot because this kind of ties back to my being a fan of horror. Mm-hmm. I listened to Hellraiser off of No More Tears. Okay. If you guys know that song.
Yeah.
And fun fact to anyone in the chat who doesn't know, that was a collaborative effort with Motorhead and Lemmy. And basically what it was is Ozzy and Lemmy co-wrote the song together, and they both released their own versions of it. Both versions are great, by the way, mm-hmm. seriously. So if you don't know them, I would highly recommend giving them a listen.
Very nice. One thing I wanted to show everyone, a bit of show and tell, because like there's already quite a few big names putting out their thoughts and love and everything for Ozzy. It's going to be exponentially more within the next 24 hours, but I want to point out some. My wife sent me this after I told her about Ozzy, and she started looking it up. If it loads, there we go. That is one Mr. Elton John. So sad to hear the news of Ozzy Osbourne passing. He was a dear friend and a huge trailblazer who secured his place in the pantheon of rock gods. A true legend. He was also one of the funniest people I've ever met. I will miss him dearly. To Sharon and the family, I send my condolences and love, Elton. And I'm not sure when this photo was taken. That is the Mount Rushmore of cheekiness right there. That's half of it right there. Elton and Ozzy. I don't know who the other two would be, but if there's a Mount Rushmore of cheekiness, that's it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. We then go on. Geezer Butler sent some quick thoughts in already, and the quote says, "Goodbye, dear friend. Thanks for all those years. We had some great fun. Four kids from Aston. Who'd have thought, eh? So glad we got to do it one last time back in Aston. Love you." Again, less than 2 weeks before he was on stage playing with him also. That probably hits a lot harder, too. Like, I just saw him.
Yeah.
Like, we were just performing two weeks ago.
A massive sold-out stadium show that people are still talking about. And Alex...
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. No, I was just, like, saying, like, to your point, it's like, yeah, we were marketing this as, like, this is the final time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really turned out to be that. You can't even humor the idea anymore.
Yeah. And Alex, I know you were talking about a little bit in the chat a couple of minutes ago about the Back to the Beginning movie that will be debuting in 2026. If it wasn't going to sell out before, those seats and those plays or like playthroughs like in theaters are going to be a big deal now.
Dude, I just got goosebumps thinking about it. Like seeing that final concert
with all the pro shot footage on the big screen. Yeah. And that's something everyone can sing along to. It's not like a movie theater where you have to like sit quiet, no phones. That's something where you can have fun with and do what you want. That's going to be a spectacle. That's like a get us in there. Like the three of us find a movie theater and watch it and just enjoy it and covertly record our stuff, you know, somehow. I'm sure the movie theater would love
that. I'm not going to record anything. I'm just going to sit in there and I'm just going to immerse myself as much as possible.
See, that's
I feel like that's what you owe Ozzy.
Yes. The thing is, though, I worked a movie theater job. It's disgusting. So anything I can do to get my vengeance back on the movie theater industry, I'm fine with. So that's totally different from Ozzy, though.
As long as it doesn't end up
at all.
As long as it doesn't end up like what Swifties did during the Eras, like showings.
I have a conscience, so I don't want anyone to have to clean up after my mess. That's the thing, because that's what I had to do. I was
I'm not even like talking just like making a mess. I'm talking about having like a full on like cult like ritual going on in the floor.
Well, that would be
if you ever seen those videos.
That's what we should do for Ozzy, but it'd be funny though. We'd have to do it really funny, like someone dresses up as Sharon and starts yelling angrily for no reason, things like that.
Oh my god,
that's a wig.
Yeah, oh there you go, someone has a Sid Wilson mask and holds a baby and it's like grandson.
You just
like
dress up as the whole Osborne family.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, I'll be Sharon, whatever, I have the wig. Okay. I think it's so cool that they're putting that out in theaters, because we were kind of talking about like will they release some sort of, you know, physical format as well. So early 2026 we will be getting the theatrical release, which is going to be amazing, and we have to go see it. We'll be getting physical.
Yeah,
I'm sure there will be DVDs. Yeah,
I would get the physical, I want to see the movie theater one because I want to know like how much footage. There's no way they're going to do the 7-hour presentation. But
no,
they can still show hours of it, and they can still cut in and cut out a lot.
Do you think
I saw something from Mercury Studios?
Okay. Yeah.
No, sorry. It's like a 2-hour movie or so, 2.5 something. Studios did release that it's like a movie length.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do like, if they'll just kind of like stick to, if they do play like other bands' set lists, it'll just be when they were performing Black Sabbath or Ozzy covers, like not their original stuff.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
So this was from one Mr. Corey Taylor. Without Ozzy, there is no me. My heart is broken. And Corey toured with Ozzy Osbourne when Ozzy was doing that 2017 tour with Stone Sour. Stone Sour was the opener for Ozzy on that No More Tears tour and all that stuff. So they were close for sure. They'd worked each other many times as well. It goes on. This is something more recent with Matt Pinfield. After Matt Pinfield, all his cancer scares, Ozzy gave him Kane. This was this year. This was, you know, how recent this was. Ozzy, I'll always love and miss you. Thank you for this beautiful, thoughtful gift and all the life-changing music. So even in later years, Ozzy was still being a permanent part of metal and community and like giving back and doing things like that. This I saw in the Metallica post. This was 80s when Cliff Burton was still alive, a young Metallica. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The echoes that will continue on forever from this man's contributions are insane.
When you start Ozzy's spirit will apart, never die.
Never, never, never. And when you start picking apart every little tiny piece of music he touched here and there from Black Sabbath and Ozzy's solo work, it is endless. It's absolutely insane and awesome.
Just like that run from this 1970 through the 80s, everything he did with Black Sabbath and then his solo stuff was a lot. People don't realize just how much content he was putting out in the music form and how much he lived on the road, all while living the 80s lifestyle, to put it politely. Is that sound about accurate? Okay.
Party.
To change the gear up a little bit. He was doing stuff
in Trolls,
still doing movie roles. Little Nicky, Austin Powers, Moulin Rouge. I mean, you look at his IMDb stuff for how much he was a part of. It goes on and on and on and on.
Going back to the Osbournes, that was like another thing too. I remember that got me on like the Osbournes radar. Really, it's like that one scene in Goldmember where they're doing the whole bit about, oh, those look like, and it just cuts to another person saying, I'm not going to say what they were referring to, but Ozzy and the family are sitting on the couch and he has like the same TV remote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He still make us adjust.
Yes.
So funny.
I also put out, he's one of the few people that actually did their own voice in South Park years ago.
Yeah.
South Park usually just does terrible impressions, but they said, no, you can come in and do this. That's fine. We go to Mark Morton, Lamb of God, who also was just a back to the beginning. Ozzy Osbourne changed the world. Along with his bandmates, he created a space where so many of us felt for the first time we belonged. He gave us a place we could feel. Not only will the music Ozzy made live on forever, but the genre of heavy metal will be a source of joy, strength, and inspiration for people eternally. Ozzy gave that to us, and we are all forever grateful. Rest easy, Ozzy. We love you. That was very nicely said from Mark Morton. Then, quick thoughts from Ice-T. R.I.P. Ozzy, right after the recent huge Black Sabbath final concert. Sad, in my opinion, the creators of heavy metal. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard. It was hard to argue that before. I still don't understand how people don't give him the credit for that. It's just like not wanting to admit it. There is no metal without Black Sabbath. And like what Corey Taylor was saying, without Ozzy, a lot of your favorite heavy musicians never would have been what they were.
No, not even close.
Metal music would not have been... I'm sure it would still like eventually come up, but it would not have been the same without Black Sabbath.
No, not even close. From Powerwolf's Matthew, I was 12 when I first listened to Diary of a Madman, and it changed my life. Whether it was Ozzy solo the German and French words thrown into English really always messes with me, or his legacy with Black Sabbath, no other singer had such an impact on my musical socialization. From Matthew Greywolf, destroying Germany right now. And then we go over from Avatar going up to Sweden. You will have a hard time finding an interview with me where I don't bring up Black Sabbath. What else can I say? We are all stunned and saddened by today's news. Ozzy Osbourne got me through it all and inspired me to dare to dream. He made the impossible possible. I once heard someone say that the true definition of genius in art is the one who inspires others to create something themselves. By that definition, I dare you to find a greater genius than Ozzy. Our condolences to the family and loved ones, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and the godfather of heavy metal, all caps. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for the inspiration, Johannes and Avatar. Let's see. A lot of these are coming out too. There's a lot of very nice, well-spoken things. Yes, I'm aware it's the Germans and the Swedes that are writing better English than us Americans. That we're already aware of that. If you're listening international, we are aware of that issue.
Yes.
I see,
we had some from Evanescence, Amy Lee, Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless. Like,
I'll look up some
pretty much Brian Welch's from Korn. Yeah. He had a statement too.
From Youngblood. I didn't think you would leave so soon. The last time we met, you were so full of life and your laugh filled up the room. But as it is written with legends, they seem to know things that we don't. I will never forget you. You will be in every single note I sing and with me every single time I walk on stage. Your cross around my neck is the most precious thing I own, which is so cool, by the way. You asked me once if there was anything you could do for me. And as I said then, and as I will say now, for all of us, the music was enough. You took us on your adventure, an adventure that started it all. I am truly heartbroken. You were the greatest of all time. I'm sure he's in a weird head state right now, too, after the stealing the show, so to speak, as a not Ozzy or Black Sabbath member, what Youngblood did.
Well, they got
just
so
everyone
close.
Everyone at the show is probably just feeling the most surreal feelings you can right now.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, you said Taylor Momsen said something?
Yeah. She shared it in her story.
Oh, she did? Okay. If I can find it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on her
on screen. I don't see it. Is it under the Pretty Reckless's thing?
It probably is, yes.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Sorry. I don't see anything. Oh, wait, no, she posted something. Yeah. The world changed today, RIP. So that was a quick thing. And then...
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, just my point was, it's like a lot of Everybody that we're into, like our favorite bands, are mourning the loss of this man. Yes. And it just, you know, we're just echoing the sentiments like his.
Well, how do you not pay respect? Mm-hmm. It's so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. His influence on everything, even, I mean, the Pretty Reckless, I wouldn't call them heavy metal. So just tiny little touch point, he rippled throughout the entire stratosphere of music.
I wanted to
see,
Gene Simmons.
I wanted to see
anything.
If Gene Simmons said anything yet. It doesn't look
That's Ozzy in like the right?
Yes. Ozzy Osbourne was a giant, admired and loved by millions of fans worldwide. Prayers and condolences go out to the Osbourne family. That is a miracle for Gene Simmons to be that brief and poetic and focused on someone else. So you know what? That's fine.
I'm sure he can read the room on occasion. Like, if he said anything else, people would just get pissed.
Mm-hmm. So we got one from Lighthouse. First concert I ever went to was Incubus, Pantera, and Black Sabbath. That is a lineup. With my mom, dad, nice. Sister, Jan 17th, 1999 in Minneapolis. Still have my ticket. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
In 99, yeah. Yeah, and someone else just said from if you play metal or hard rock, you're under Ozzy's shadow. That's a nice way to put it, too. That's not by any means like an intimidating.
That's accurate.
That's about right. So couple things I want to point out. I have two clips. You should be able to hear my audio if I do this.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Who pissed on my fucking carpet? That bastard fucking dog, man. I'm gonna throw it in the fucking pool. Where are you? Get the fuck out of my house, you fucking. Get the fuck out. Go on, get the.
By the way, he loved every single one of his animals and never laid a finger on him.
He's a fucking terrorist. He's fucking part of
his. He uses words as terms of endearment.
He does.
What's the deal, man?
And there's Sharon.
They like pissing on fucking antique rugs. What can I tell you?
It's like a fucking Ali Bowie's going to work on this fucking rug. I mean, that fucking thing comes in and it takes a massive piss. It's not like a little squirt or a little dog. You must have a fucking extra tank in his house.
It's like a camel.
Just press down into it. Don't rub it. Press down.
That is the Osbournes in one nutshell. Number two.
That's what you want to keep it as, what you did today.
Sharon's talking to one of the bands, and Ozzy's just at catering.
Look at
his life.
Who remembers?
So fucking it never ends.
What's this, Sharon?
That's the Osbournes. That's like the Osbournes felt real. For reality TV, it actually felt real.
Well, and the way they did it completely like shattered kind of what we were seeing at the time.
Yes.
Again, I wasn't super into it at the time, but they were doing it differently. We had never gotten that close of a glimpse into someone's everyday life. The Osbournes completely changed reality TV too. So
they did.
Music, you know, the continuation of all of the influences musically and then pop culture too. They became the family after this show started. Yes.
Two things I want to post now. Number one, the greatest legacy for me. Ozzy Osbourne's one of his mugshots wearing a St. Louis Blues shirt. And then in 2019, on Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, wearing the Blues jersey, updated one, cheering on the St. Louis Blues, which they then went on to win that night. Yes. This is the appropriate way to honor Ozzy Osbourne. This should be printed out by people, by the way, and hung up. So please do so if your early is convenience. Thank you. Number two, as it goes on.
Same photo.
Yeah, no, I had to double click. Sorry, yeah. We had one more. Puddles Pity Party, who does a lot of covers in his own unique way. He just posted this. Rest in Oz.
Crazy. That's how it goes.
Who's going on tour with Weird Al?
Millions of people. Living as foes.
The sad ballad of Crazy Train is definitely a tribute in form of Puddles, I promise. So it really is. And I just the image I had, the screenshot of it, that right there,
so awesome.
Should be the final photo people remember with Ozzy, like actual photograph, you know. This is what the last thing people should remember. Look at all the people in that photo. all of them so happy, and probably some of them about to pee a little because you're like, holy crap.
We're actually doing this, guys.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Morello's on the bottom left. I do hope he is a little bit smug going, that's right, I did this. All of this is because
I got all these guys together.
Rage Against
He's
that.
Earned it.
Yeah. So he's earned it just for a little bit. As we start wrapping things up, and this was meant to be a brief thing because we're not used to Tuesdays anymore. We all have stuff to do. I have a puppy over here who's probably wondering what's going on. Of course, Puddles hits at the heartstrings. I know Puddles knows how to tug at those heartstrings for being a 6'8" clown. Yes, he is that tall, by the way. He is a giant. So
you want to see my Halloween costume from 2022?
You should, yes. I remember seeing it before, but one Alex Gray dressed up as one Ozzy Osbourne and did quite a good job.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
So any final
thoughts? Thanks, Ozzy.
We'll go in reverse order this time. Rowan, any final thoughts for Ozzy Osbourne?
Again, it's just like, man is just a legend. I never got to meet him in person. I wish I could, but I did work with like a decent amount of people who were very close with him, particularly like Zakk Wylde and Rudy Sarzo, like some of his band members. And they've always said like great things. They always like went into stories about Ozzy, about their time with Ozzy. And it was just like all positive. It was just all about like how fun he was to be around, how much he cared about his music and his fans. And really, it's just like, you know, no one lives forever, but still, you just can't help but feel bummed out. Man is a legend. And seriously, all we can do is just send him off, which is just showing the amount of respect that he deserves.
Yes. Alex, how about you?
Hey, aside from what we've already said, you know, thank you for the music. Thank you for all of the influence, all of the inspiration. One thing that always really resonated from Ozzy for me was his unapologetic attitude, you know, mm-hmm. He like always taught us to be true to who we actually are and never back down from what you believe and have fun along the way. Yeah. So, you know, thank you for everything, Ozzy, all of the above.
And I'll just kind of echo some of the sentiments these two have said. This is someone who left a legacy that so many fit people felt positive about. It's very rare, especially in the music industry, to find someone that 99.9% of the population that worked with him all speak positively about. That doesn't happen. I mean, that doesn't happen in normal jobs, you know, but to have reached that many people and people still think that highly of him over decades is a big deal. Also, this is a man who at 76, he's one of the few people who can absolutely say he lived a full and complete life. There's two things I want to add to that, and this is where it gets a little, this is just from me. Number one, I am now even more glad that Sid Wilson proposed right in front of him. So that way they could have that memory too. And I know a lot of people were going, oh, he stole the thunder. He's been trying to make it about himself. Go screw yourself. Okay.
I'm so glad Ozzy, that helped. It's Ozzy, and he's the dad.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Number two.
That was cute.
Yeah. And number two, there were so many people, not so many people on the video that I made for Back to the Beginning, but also like just on other social media talking about it. Still not convinced that Ozzy was going to stay retired. They said, oh, this is just a money-making thing. Well, I hope you either one, apologize in the same format that you made those posts, or two, go screw yourself like the people complaining about Sid Wilson. Is that fair? Did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like I got that out pretty well considered. So
I probably would have said it less.
I try to be concise.
Nice. Yeah.
if you're wondering why I did not play Mama, I'm Coming Home, it's because YouTube would have shut this thing down instantly.
And because we would have all cried. Let's be honest.
This is the appropriate send off, though. That's what I wanted. But yes, YouTube would instantly shut it down if I tried to end with that.
Yeah.
So thank you all in the chat. I think I got all the super chats for people there. Leave comments. I'm going to leave some YouTube links and stuff just for people to watch and things like that, including the link of like the highlights of the Osbournes. I'm leaving that as homework for all of you to smile and remember positive things along with the music, because there's a lot. Okay. That's my thing. As I stop sharing my screen. Again, I said, we're not doing festival rock or flop or anything else. There we go. And now you can't see me. Well then. I'm sorry. Where did I
Hi,
go?
Hi, Luke. Thanks.
Bye. Okay. There we go. I really got upset at that point for some reason. Thank you all so much. Any other thoughts, Alex or Rowan? We'll save Festival Rocker Flop, our new thing that we're planning out with the poll and albums and dad jokes for tomorrow. Again, we'll follow up with more if we learn more, but it'll just be like the main story, but it'll be a brief thing as well. Anything else, my friends?
I think we covered it.
I think so too. I don't like, we would just be repeating everything we just said over and over again, which can be cathartic, but again, this time should be spent listening to Black Sabbath and Ozzy and watching the Osbournes and laughing and remembering the good times and looking at the picture of Ozzy in the Blues jersey, which is the most important thing. So
I will say,
good, Alex,
I will say that this, we've had a lot of, you know, rock stars, even, you know, legendary found. We've had a lot of rock stars die. Okay. Yeah. This was the first one that really hit me. Big time. I was actually on air today when the news broke, and so I had to deliver it live while I was talking, and I'm like, this just happened, like, you guys aren't gonna believe this. And I never really understood that feeling of losing such an influential, legendary musician in that moment until today. So I'm just excited to dig into all of the great memories and fun things that you leave for us on this video, because this one is really heavy.
Yes, please, everyone else, leave comments, leave links to videos on YouTube. That's fine. Share them out. Again, this is more, this page that this video is going to be on should be to share out Ozzy stuff, whatever it might be. Rowan, anything else?
Yeah, I just had one more final memory. Like, really, first of all, if you want a funny a photo of Ozzy, there's this one photo of him. This was like for the cover of Circus Magazine for one issue where I think it was Mickey Mouse's birthday, but Ozzy shaved his head. He's wearing these giant Mickey ears and he's standing on top of a cake with, like, it's just a really weird photo. He's just like, he has like this weird face paint going on. It's just an amazing photo.
I think I found it. Okay. This will be the last one to share. Oh goodness. The eyes pop out because he has like the black eyeshadow and stuff.
Exactly.
We're doing this. Hang tight, everybody. Okay. Alex and Rowan, I'm not going to share the screen because it'll break it. Just look it up on the YouTube link right now.
No, it's fine. I know the photo. Fun fact, chat, that my old boss took that photo.
Funny. That's awesome.
That is a legacy. Alex, I don't know if you see it or not, if you can look it up. Oh my goodness. The ears are, I can't, like, he has like the face paint down also for some reason.
Yeah, it's like a little like a V. Yeah, it's like a widow's peak.
And then
it's,
but then it stops at his nose, and then he has the eyes with the blackout just like beaming into your soul. That
he gave me I asked for a print of it and he gave it to me as a gift. I got that somewhere. I'll find
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah. But awesome. There was also this but I was also at his house once and he has like a bunch of he has a bunch of his favorite photos just like blown up all over his house, and one of them is Ozzy in a tutu and he's doing like this weird sexy pose as well, and that's just this giant
photo.
You know,
I
it
I know.
Yeah, the circus cover, right?
It's been years ago. Yeah, that was before this one, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that was him too, but he has like a giant, like, blown up photo of that, and it's just hanging in his studio.
I hope neighbors come over, like new neighbors, to introduce themselves, and they see that and they get freaked out.
I would be at his house editing videos or helping packaging his book, and Ozzy would just be staring down at me for like hours on end with his goofy smile.
I live 12 miles from Birmingham, so just going to visit the Sabbath tribute bench tomorrow. That's pretty cool. You're not going to be the only one, so there's probably going to be a line, just as a heads up. So thank you again, everyone. We will see you tomorrow as I get the right thing. There we go. Anything else besides great photos, great memories, and me talking about the Blues?
No.
I don't think so.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Go listen to Ozzy and Black Sabbath. Seriously.
Listen to Ozzy. Listen to Black Sabbath. It's very easy to do. And also check out the links that I'll post in the pinned comment for best of like Osbourne compilations. I promise it's worth just to have on and just reminisce about the Prince of Darkness. So we will see you tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for coming with us on for a special. This is a celebration. You know, we're trying to keep this positive. We'll talk about it tomorrow as well, briefly. So thank you again. Have a great night. Where is the button? There we go. Have a good night, everyone. We will see you tomorrow.
Hey guys.
Take care.